This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Federal authorities are investigating the alleged embezzlement of $2.6 million from an obscure Oklahoma board that promotes the beef industry. The investigation and related lawsuits add to questions about oversight of a national program funded by fees charged to ordinary farmers and ranchers. For Harvest Public Media and State Impact Oklahoma, Joe Wirtz reports.
It's a brisk and busy morning at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. Cattle arrive for the auction in trailers pulled by pickup trucks, and they leave Oklahoma City aboard double-decker trailers towed by semis. This is one of the largest markets for young calves that aren't quite old enough or fat enough to be slaughtered. Today's haul was a good one. More than 10,000 head of cattle were sold off. Auctions like this and ones in much smaller sale barns across the country take in about $80 million a year. And every time they sell an animal, ranchers and producers have to pay a dollar a head. It's called the Beef Checkoff. It's a network of 45 state-based boards and councils that collects the money to promote the beef industry. Never heard of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion and Research Board?
Emma, when do we eat?
You might remember the commercials. Sam Elliott's saddle leather baritone.
Beef bourguignon. Irish beef steak.
The fiddles.
Do you see where I'm going with this?
Or the board's best known slogan.
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Congress created the program in the 80s to grow the market for beef. By law, checkoff money collected by the beef board can't be used for politics or lobbying. But a small and growing group of ranchers aren't buying it.
It's the misuse of the money for political purposes. That's caused the problem.
Paul Miggy is a rancher and former state senator here in northern Oklahoma. He's also a member of the Organization for Competitive Markets, a small group that is critical of the checkoff program and beef board. Miggy says all ranchers are forced to pay for a system that promotes some ranchers.
Very definitely the global meat packers.
The big ones.
Yeah. Because they're just able to control the agenda.
Miggy says checkoff money and beef boards have very little oversight, and he points to his own state as proof. In October, the Oklahoma Beef Council filed a civil lawsuit to recover $2.6 million, it says, was embezzled by a former accounting and compliance officer. An internal audit obtained by Harvest Public Media suggests hundreds of thousands of dollars of ranchers' money vanished every year for 7 years. The state and national beef boards declined interview requests, but there's no evidence the Oklahoma board used any checkoff money for illegal political activity. The groups would only say they are cooperating with an investigation that was confirmed by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Oklahoma City.
And in this situation in Oklahoma, I mean, these guys, I mean, they're not even watching the bank account.
That's Mike Calicrate, a cattleman who operates out of Colorado and Kansas and is a founding member of the Organization for Competitive Markets. He says the investigation and lawsuit warrant a lot more scrutiny of the National Beef Checkoff Program.
Adds to the suspicion that I think a lot of cattlemen have that our dollars are not being utilized in a way that actually benefits the cowboy that's paying.
Over the years, a growing segment of the nation's 700,000-plus ranchers have complained that the federal checkoff program has ballooned into a billion-dollar cash cow for big ranchers and multinational meat packers. The fight has moved from the cattle yard to the courtroom. The Organization for Competitive Markets is suing to force the USDA to turn over records related to an audit of the checkoff program. The group suspects checkoff money has funded illegal political lobbying by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a charge the association denies. The association is based in Colorado and represents the majority of farmers and ranchers. But members of the Competitive Markets Group are convinced their money is being used against them. Here's Paul Miggy again.
And I think you've got to be open and transparent about where it's going.
The lawsuit is due back in court in March. That's when activists like Calicrate and Miggy hope they get a lot more answers to their questions about how the beef checkoff money is being spent. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Joe Wirtz.
That story comes to us through our partnership with Harvest Public Media. More information at harvestpublicmedia.org.